tonight, our butts will be on the couch because MasterChef returns to our TV screens with you, my darling, and of course, Gary and George back as well. 11 seasons. Is there a habit, though, from those two that still irritates you after this time? Because that's a long time. Mm. That's longer than most relationships, to be honest.
Yeah, no, it is longer than most. You know what? No, probably not, but I'm sure I've got a lot that annoys them. Oh. Gary is very punctual. Gary gets there half an hour early because he doesn't want to be late. He has a horror of being late. I believe that you get there half an hour late because nothing really ever starts on time. So that would undoubtedly annoy him. With George is pretty cruisy. That I think probably the thing that annoys George the most is Gary and I talking endlessly about how much we like proper tarama. That pink tarama, and how our favourite thing is Bulgarian feta, because it's so much creamier than the Greek stuff. So it is like fishing. It is like fishing for mackerel. You throw the hook out, it just jumps on it.
Speaking of hooks, over 11 years of the show, it's been a lot of confetti. When a winner comes, you get confetti. When somebody wins a prize that's like way too big, how often do you just find confetti all over your clothes or in your car?
You know where you find it? You find it in weird places, like you find it in the pocket of a suit. The weirdest one is because it gets all into the rafters of the MasterChef kitchen, you'll be filming a new season, maybe day three or four, and someone will turn the air conditioning on, and it'll flitter down or go, and it'll land on someone's head or go. It's a sign.
Yeah, it's a good omen.
Was it the gold glit? Was it gold flitter? You're probably going to win. Was it red? Oh, dear.
I just imagine one of you going, they're the chosen one.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, it is. MasterChef is like the Game of Thrones. We're just sitting here wondering who's going to end up on the Iron MasterChef throne at the moment.
The countdown has been on your Facebook page as well. You and the others have been given tips and tricks, but I want to put you on the spot here. Do you have three tips for us just at home holding a dinner party over the weekend?
Don't try too hard. Do something you've cooked before, and don't do too much. Don't try and do three courses. You know, it's absolutely just my go-to would be a boned leg of lamb on the barbecue, which you marinate beforehand, or a slow roasted shoulder of lamb in the oven, it doesn't matter if you eat half an hour later, nothing's going to get burnt. You're cooking it at a low temperature, and then. Partner that with some stuff you want to go with it, whether it's a couple of salads or whether it's some roast veggies or a roast veggie salad. I mean, the main thing is to do stuff so that it's all done really before your guests arrive, because life's too short to be in the kitchen the whole time. And then don't get someone to bring a box of paddle pops for dessert. Thanks a lot, that's enough. Or some frozen berries. You know what I mean? Like make life simple for yourself. Because at the end of the day, seeing friends at the weekend is about seeing friends at the weekend. It's not them seeing the back of your head. It's you're standing over the stove stirring three pots.
Mm. 11 seasons of TV, though, that is a lot. And you would have seen a lot of dishes while you were hosting and judging the show. I know people get, desensitized to blood when you're playing lots of violent video games. Do you get desensitized to food? Does your mouth water anymore when you see something?
Isn't that interesting? You know what? We know, because at the beginning of the show, once you pick the 24 that we pick on Monday, Tuesday, we kind of pick the 24 you're going to spend the time with us. There's early days when you've got maybe you're doing 20 tastings in a row, it does get, you know, there's a danger of the foods, you know, once you get down about 17, 18, you're kind of like, yeah, but when that great dish comes along, you see it on our faces, particularly Gary's face, like everything lights up, because we are like light bulbs. We are powered by good food. If the food's good, we get overexcited. And it's amazing how you can actually continue to stuff your face.
I'm going to have to be honest. We need to stop this right here, because you have made me so excruciatingly hungry right now, Matt Preston. I need to head off and actually go have dinner. But MasterChef is back on our TV screens tonight from 7:30. It is always a delight. We'll chat to you soon.
Pleasure. Lovely talking to you. Enjoy your meal. Bye.